Good. You're not in bed yet. Do you have a moment to talk? There's something about our sister I need to tell you. No, she's not in any trouble. Not yet, at least. But she's about to do something really stupid. You know how she worships the ground you walk on? She always has, since she was a little girl. She even used to call you her boyfriend, when she was just a little girl even. It was cute then, but she... She still thinks of you that way. Now that she is a much bigger girl. Now that it's not so cute. When she should be thinking of boys her age in school, she's... Well, she's thinking about you. I found her diary and read it. It was for her own good, really. And I found some really disturbing things in there. Fantasies. About you. Stuff like marrying you and having your children. Yes, I know she's always talked about marrying you. 10 years later, it's not healthy. Especially when she goes into a lot of detail in her diary about the honeymoon and the process of getting her pregnant with your babies. Her diary just goes on and on with that kind of thing. Yeah, I have it right here. She even uses a picture of you in here as a bookmark. I think this is one of her favorite diary entries. She must keep reading it again and again. Just read all the stuff that she's written about you. And it's not just that. As if that alone wasn't enough. The way she dresses and acts when you're around. She flirts with you, even if you're oblivious to it. Or maybe you built up a resistance to it from when she was younger. You don't see that she's developed more than a little sister's fascination for her big brother. She's developed an obsession and a romantic interest. I'm worried that she's going to try to offer herself to you, and when you turn her down, she's going to be a little upset. Hey, will you put her diary down and talk to me? This is important. We need to talk about how you're going to handle it if she tries to seduce you. You have to turn her down nicely and explain things to her. Hey, you are going to turn her down, right? You wouldn't even think about doing anything inappropriate with her little sister, would you? Please tell me you're not even considering saying yes to her. Oh my god, you are! You were actually getting turned on from reading her diary, weren't you? Damn it, I should have just not said anything. I should have just talked to her instead of you. I thought you would be the responsible one since you're the oldest. But it turns out that you're still just a man. You like the idea of any girl being attracted to you. You still wouldn't have sex with her though, right? It's one thing to think it's cool to have a girl like her have a crush on you, or maybe even fantasize about it a little. But you wouldn't actually do things with her. Or would you? You say you want it, but it took too long for you to say it. I can tell what you're thinking. And I can see how your body reacted. If our little sister comes on to you really strong at the right moment, I don't think you'd be able to resist her. And then the two of you would end up doing something both of you would regret. Look, you know you can't do this, right? No matter how cute she may be, she's our little sister. You can't take any advantage of her like that. At the very least, you'll mess her up psychologically. At worst, you could end up getting her pregnant or something. Mom and Dad would disown you. You destroy this family. You could even go to jail or something. Please, promise me you aren't going to do anything with her. You have to resist her until she grows out of this phase. I can talk to her and steer her towards boys in her class. But that will take time. You have to avoid being alone with her. And when you are, you can't encourage her at all. You can't let her sit in your lap anymore, or things like that. From the last few entries in her diary, she's pretty close to making a move on you. Oh, you're hopeless. I know no matter what I say to you, and no matter how wrong you know it is, if she offers her cute little body to you, you'll have trouble saying no. Don't deny it. Deep down, you know it's true. You're gonna end up fucking her no matter what you say to me now. Liar! You know you don't have any resistance. You don't have a girlfriend, so a little sister that is in love with you romantically is probably a dream come true for you. You couldn't turn down a girl asking to have sex with you, even if it is your little sister. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm being a little too hard on you. I suppose you might be able to show some restraint. You wouldn't really have sex with our little sister. And honestly, maybe I'm a little jealous. You are kind of cute. I can see why she's so fascinated with you. And when I read her diary, I couldn't help but get a little excited about what she's writing to you. I just couldn't stop imagining that it was you and me she was writing about. Okay, I can't fight this off any longer. Will you make love to me? Wait, stop it, idiot! I was teasing you, and you failed miserably. You didn't even resist at all, and I'm not even interested in you, see? This is why I don't believe you when you say you can resist her. If you're so willing to screw one of your sisters, you are obviously fine with the other one. I might as well sign up our sister for psychological counseling in Lama's classes now. There's no way I can see that you and her aren't going to end up doing it at this point. Maybe I could at least run out and buy you some condoms. That's the only way to play damage control in all this, isn't it? Well, maybe not. You're obviously suddenly very into this idea of having sex with your little sister, whether you want to admit it or not. I guess it's partially my fault for putting the idea into your head. But you have two little sisters. I'm just not as little as her. I'm not a virgin like she is, but I am on birth control. I'm far more mature, and I'm not as likely to be permanently scarred by incest as she is. If I offered myself to you, would you leave her alone? No, this is not another test. I already know you'd fail if it were. This is me trying to prevent our little sister from making a huge mistake with you, by making a slighter, smaller mistake with you instead. It's the only way to prevent this, short of coming out to Mom and Dad. But she would never forgive me for that. It would probably just make her become more subtle about it. The end result would be the same. I'm as good an option as her, aren't I? We look a lot alike. My body is hers, but another year or two older in development. I maybe don't have the same relationship with you that she does, but maybe that makes it easier for you to fuck me. We barely get along as is, so this won't make things much worse. And our little sister and you get to maintain the same special bond you have. Stop denying that anything will happen between any of us. Once I knew to look for it, I saw you'd been hard since I gave you her diary. And you'd been getting harder the more we've talked. And you were so quick to try to embrace me when you thought I was going to have sex with you the first time around. Well, I don't really want to have sex with you, but I'm willing to do it anyway. To save our sister, you see. Now that I've started to talk about sex, you can't help but stare at my nightgown. I guess in retrospect, I should have thrown on a robe. Maybe this conversation would have been easier with you. I'm not used to thinking that you might actually be turned on by my body. To hear our little sister thought that way about you caught me by surprise. And when it seemed to excite you so much, I guess I still don't get it. But if you like seeing me in this nightgown, I'd imagine you really like seeing me without it. I'm guessing I was right based on the reaction you're giving me. I don't wear a bra under this thing, just panties, as you can see. I've got much bigger breasts than our sister, although she keeps growing. I prefer that our breasts continue to grow naturally, and not because she's pregnant, okay? So I guess I should take off my panties to make sure that doesn't happen. You don't have to stare so much. I know you've got an incest thing, so that you want to have sex with at least one of your sisters. Well, if we do this, I'm the only one you have sex with, got it? Anytime that she flirts with you or makes you hard, you come to me. I'll take care of you. Starting from now, I guess. You're already so hard. I don't trust you not to give it to her if she takes it. So, let me pull down these shorts. Fuck. I definitely can't let you try to put that thing in her. You'd hurt her, whether you mean to or not. I mean, it's not huge, but it's big enough, and it's so hard. She's smaller than me, and she's never had sex. I've only had it once, but that puts me way ahead of her. Wait, not so fast. Let me get myself a little wet first. No, I don't need your help. You're doing anything would make it much worse. I need to close my eyes and touch my pussy and think of someone not my brother. Never mind who. I refuse to discuss my sexual fantasies with my own brother. You're staring at me, aren't you? Watching me while I masturbate. Even with my eyes closed, I can tell. You're not making this any easier for me, are you? Just be quiet. Your talking is not going to help me get along. So just sit there and look at me, I guess. But be quiet about it. Just a little more. Just a little bit more of me getting myself in the mood. Look, I'm gonna get on my hands and knees now, so that I don't have to look at you while I do this. You wouldn't make it much worse. So, I think I'm ready. As ready as I'm gonna be, I guess. So go ahead and do your thing. You barely know what you're doing, don't you? Are you a virgin, just like our little sister? I definitely can't let you fuck her then. It would be a train wreck. Look, let me help you. Stop moving around, and let me grab it. I can put it in place. Right there. Okay. Now grab onto my hips, and try not to lose your position. And then, God help me, push it in. Oh yes, you definitely shouldn't put this inside of her. I mean, you definitely shouldn't have it inside of me, but this is the lesser of two evils. Now go ahead and get yourself all the way inside me. I already told you I was on birth control, so fuck me. Get this incest thing out of your system so that we can keep you out of our sister. How am I doing? I'm getting fucked by my big brother. How do you think I'm doing? And he won't shut up, so I can't pretend it's someone other than you. So shut up and screw me, you pervert. Get this thing over with, so I can take a nice, long, hot shower, and then get to bed and start repressing this. No, trust me, I'm in no danger of enjoying this. I'm a little turned on from touching myself, and from who I was fantasizing about, but I didn't come the first time I had sex when I was with someone I kind of liked. I'm definitely not going to enjoy it when it's with my disgusting brother. I'm certainly not going to have an orgasm. I'm far more likely to get sick when this is all over. So hurry up. Use up your lust on me instead of our little sister. Fill my pussy with your cum instead of hers. We're doing the right thing. No, I'm not enjoying it. I mean, there's some basic enjoyment from having something inside me, but it's because I'm pretending it's not you to try to preserve my sanity and my dignity. I'm not enjoying it too much. Okay, Maybe a little. But maybe more than a little. But I can fix that. I don't want to. But if I think about it being your cock inside me, you fucking me, that should ruin the mood for me right away. Any minute now, the realization that it's your cock should do the trick. Maybe I need to remind myself about it more obviously. You're fucking me. My big brother is fucking me. And his cock is in my pussy and he's fucking me so hard. And it's so gross. And it's incest. And it's so wrong. And... Duh, it's not working. Why is it not working? Why am I still getting so turned on? Ugh, this is gross. It can't be turning me on. Unless it's genetic. Maybe she wants to fuck you because part of me wanted to fuck you as well. No, that can't be it. Look, this was a bad idea. And it's wrong for me to get in between the two of you. You should just do what you want with her. I'm sure you'll be gentle and caring, and even a good father if it comes to that. I think you should be fucking her instead of me. No, seriously. Stop. Please stop fucking me. Stop fucking your sister's pussy. It's our little sister that wants this, not me. You can fuck her all you want, and I won't get in the way. Fuck her, make her pregnant, I don't care. Just don't make me come. Please, please, there's still time. Take it out, take it out, take it out. Oh, fuck. No! Okay, we're definitely talking years and years of therapy here. But I guess it's better that it happens to me. She's not as strong as me. I'm starting to realize that getting pregnant might not be the worst thing that happens to her from this. Having sex with you could just make her infatuation with you worse. Make her feelings that much stronger. She might not ever get over you. I could definitely see that happening. So, I guess this all did just happen. And it's going to happen again. You're not gonna touch her. Anytime you think about doing anything with her, you come fuck me instead. Got it? The things I do for this family.